We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit of Truth, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. I have just read from the New King James Version. Knowing what has been freely given to us by God changes how we pray, how we live, and how we resist the enemy. Many believers struggle not because God has withheld anything from them, but because they are unaware of what has already been provided. When the Holy Spirit illuminates truth in our hearts, He does more than inform us. He empowers us to walk in that truth with confidence. This is why knowledge is not optional in the Christian life. Ignorance leaves room for fear, doubt, and deception. But understanding produces assurance and stability. Dorcas eventually realized that the Spirit was not only present when she spoke in tongues, He was with her when she needed wisdom, restraint, courage, and direction. As she began to give herself to God's Word, she noticed that the Spirit would bring scriptures to her remembrance in moments of pressure. Those scriptures became her guidance, her correction, and her strength. This is how the Spirit leads believers. He does not bypass the Word, He brings the Word alive. The more room the Word has in your heart, the more freely the Spirit can guide your steps. Without the Word, spiritual impressions become vague and unreliable, but with the Word, guidance becomes clear and safe. Go into today with this understanding. Walking in the Spirit is inseparable from living in the Word. If you desire to be led clearly by the Holy Spirit, give yourself wholeheartedly to knowing God's truth. As your spiritual vocabulary grows, your sensitivity to the Spirit will grow with it. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins and rose again. I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Song of Solomon 1-2. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.